We're back on with Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters in Rapid River. Walt, talking some bird hunting with you today. Super stoked. I would say, I don't know if you agree, but I would say we are in peak bird hunting time right now.
We're definitely on the upswing. I talked to a fellow from the DNR. He's a biologist, and he told me that he thought that the upswing should have started 2 years ago, but because we had cold, wet springs, we did not get the numbers that, you know, we wanted. And all of a sudden, this third year in an upswing has really been good. And so, you know, this is all really good stuff if we keep going on this, because we run a 7 to 10 year cycle on grouse. If we're only the third year into an upswing, that would be wonderful.
Well, it's kind of funny that you just talked about that, which is great information. But I was actually just talking about this year and where the foliage is, you know, where we're at for the season. The leaves are coming down hard. You can see birds a lot easier right now. So that's kind of funny that you interpreted it that way. But I agree with you. I think you're accurate about the wet, cold springs.
Yeah, wet, cold springs aren't good for anything. They're not good for pheasants. They're not good for grouse. And this year we had some nice conditions.
So what do you think about where we're at in this particular season? Do you think we're at the peak of grouse hunting conditions right now?
No, I think it's going to get better. I mean, some of the, and it's, again, it's funny. I mean, some of the areas we hunt over, you know, the Seney Way, Newberry Way, you'll hit an area where the leaves are still all there, and then you'll hit another area that all the leaves are down. So my guess is this week we're probably going to see most of the leaves come down over in our area. And that makes it a lot easier. At least you get to see a bird for, you know, 2 seconds.
Chatting with Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters in Rapid River. Talking bird hunting here. And I'd like to get your take on a couple things that happened to me this weekend, which I had a ridiculous day on Saturday, by the way. An anomaly day. You can't have expectations of the numbers that we stumbled into. Had some great habitat that we found in western Marquette County. Took Rhodey out, my buddy Bob and I, for the last couple hours of shooting light on Saturday, and just one aspen stand after another. Interestingly enough, kind of interstrewn with some red pine plantations. And what we noticed were half the birds that we saw came out of the aspen stands, and the other half we found in the red pines. They were getting ready to roost. They were looking for more cover. Leaves had come down in all the aspens for the most part. We flushed 21 birds in 2 hours on Saturday. It was nuts.
That's craziness. But that goes to show you, we're in an up cycle. I mean, when you start seeing those kind of numbers.
So do you think that they were using the red pines for roosting? Because that's been a while since I've hunted grouse right before dark. I mean, they were definitely flying. When we flushed them, they were all flying toward pine stands.
Oh, I would think so. I mean, they like getting out of the wind. I don't know how it was where you were this weekend, but over where I was, it was unbelievable amount of wind. It was really windy. Now, was your aspen stand parallel to where the red pine was?
It was kind of like a patchwork. More aspen than pine for sure, but it was definitely a patchwork. It was almost perfect if you consider those two elements. You know, and obviously with some swamp, I was in serious moose country, let's put it that way. But
okay, and that's exactly where we've been finding the birds. We have not been finding them in the aspen alone. But if you find that mixture of, you know, some sort of fir tree and the aspen borderline, a swamp line, that's where we've been finding birds.
Okay, so here's the other interesting thing. I did not get one report, nor did I personally see one woodcock this weekend.
Oh, that's crazy. I mean, the reports we were getting from the, you know, earlier this fall, the woodcock numbers were unbelievable. So, you know, were those flight birds that came through early? I still don't think so. I it's been too mild, and I think it's been too mild up north. I don't think the flight birds have come through yet. I would think any time now, in the next week, 10 days, you're going to see the flight birds come down. But that'd be my guess.
Well, I had about 7 or 8 bird hunting reports, a couple from Iron County, one from Berga County, a bunch from Marquette County, including the Gwynn area, especially around that gem. 0 woodcock reported by those hunters. And it's just crazy to me that they just vanished, almost like they were there on Friday morning and now they're gone.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I can't explain it. I mean, how do you explain, you know, go into an area in 2 hours, put up 15 woodcock?
Yeah, that's nuts. All right, Walt. Well, thank you for talking with us. And by the way, I just wanted to mention that, you know, I was super stoked about how good Rhodey is with pheasants. And obviously, he's a good duck dog and goose dog. Grouse are a little above his prey grade still. He needs more experience.
Yeah, it's tougher to figure grouse out. And he'll learn that, you know, anytime they can, they're going to put a tree between you and them. So next week when we talk, I got something I want to talk to you about. We've been using Louie with a really nice little lab, and that's really worked out well for us.
I am super interested to hear about that. That was actually my plan for years and years, is to get a pointing dog and have Rhodey back him up in grouse territory. So that's really neat. I'll be looking forward to getting a report from you next week, Walt, and we'll be in touch.
All right, sounds good.
Walt Noah from Black Duck in Rapid River, giving you the bird hunting report right here on the Outdoor Show.